in this chapter of ours that we should do good deeds and we should hurry and do not procrastinate. In that we have discussed various nafil namazes that we can make. One other very important nafil namaz also which we can include when we are making a nafil, make that niyyah, and that is of safar, when we are going on a journey. Whenever we intend going on a journey, before that, make the namaz separately, more better. Otherwise, we can include it in the nafil that we are making. Like the Zohar's nafil, the Maghrib's nafil, Isha's nafil, we can include it in there also. Another very, very important nafil namaz also is Salatul Tasbih. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told his uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not give you a gift? Should I not give you a treasure, something very valuable? He said, please do, my nephew. He told him, perform Salatul Tasbih. That is a namaz in which we read 300 times the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Usually in units of 10, in standing position, ruku, sajda, the details of it, we should check it. It's written all in the kitabs, ask some ulama how to perform it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, by performing Salatul Tasbih, all your gunas are forgiven. The ones you have done secretly, publicly, the ones you have done, small gunas, big gunas, all your gunas will be forgiven. And then encouraged him and told him, perform this namaz once every day. And if you cannot, once a week. If you cannot, once a month. If you cannot, once a year. And don't be so weak that you don't make it once in your lifetime at least. So we should try and perform that namaz also. The practice of the pious is to perform it once a week on Jumu'ah. If we can do it on Jumu'ah, it will be very good. Otherwise, if we can do it daily, what to say? Otherwise, all as much as we can. So this is also a very great namaz, Salatul Tasbih. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And then, nafal namazes that we make, the other great, great benefit of it is, we should not look at it as optional. If you do it, you get sawab. If you don't do it, you don't get guna. But it is a great, great earning for a person. So, this nafal namazes, we can't do this with faras, not with wajib namaz, not with sunnat-e muakkada. Only with nafal namazes, we can pass the sawab to other people also. And we should not stay away from making the niyat of other people. We also get the sawab and the others also get the sawab. Especially, first and foremost is to make for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least once a day in our nafil namazes, the Zohar, Maghrib or Isha, we have got four normal nafil namazes that there to make. At least two rakats make it exclusive for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very, very great upon us. And of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is not in need of it at all. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا Allah says, we have made your position very, very high. And every second, the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going higher and higher. Where are we going to benefit it? The benefit will be fully for us. We will get that benefit. So we should make for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Also very, very important for our parents. If both our parents have passed away, make sometimes together for both our mother and father. But better sometimes make only for our father. And sometimes only for our mother. In this way, for our ustads also. Our mashayikh also. So if we make nafal namaz, then we can do all this. Otherwise, we deprive ourselves of this very great good. One purpose also of that Allah has kept us living in this dunya is that we make isal sawab. When we go there, we will want somebody to send sawab for us. They have gone, we should send sawab regularly to them. And the sawab reaches them without any doubt and immediately. We just make the niyat. We haven't still made the namaz. We just make the niyat and the sawab goes to them. The instance is written of Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, rahmatullah ali, who was in Spain. He was a great, great Shaykh, and there were great, great mashayikh in Spain. So on one occasion, he invited a few people for meals. In that was a young boy also. As they were eating, this young boy suddenly screamed and shouted. So the Shaykh asked him, "What's wrong? Why are you shouting, screaming like this?" He says, "I see my mother is in the fire of Jahannam, and she is being punished." The Shaykh had quite a few quota of 70,000 La ilaha illallah. It comes in the hadith. A person who reads 70,000 times La ilaha illallah, ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. For the person who reads it, he is also forgiven. For whom it is read, he is also forgiven. So the Shaykh had a few quotas of 70,000 of La ilaha illallah. So immediately, without saying a word, any facial expression or anything, just in his heart, he passed one quota to the boy's mother. Then suddenly he saw the boy still laughing, smiling, happy, very happy. So he says, "Now what's happening? Just now you were screaming like that. Now you're so happy." He says, "I see my mother is in Jannah." And with regard to this boy, it was famous that he gets kashf, that Allah shows him those things which other people cannot see. So the Shaykh says, "From this incident, I realized that his kashf is genuine, that the 70,000 sawab that I passed, and I immediately saw that he saw that his mother is in Jannah. And I realized also from the kashf of this boy that this hadith is sahih. It's a correct hadith also. And we also see that how fast it happened. The sawab was transferred to him already. With all our electronic transfers also, it doesn't go as fast as this. And then not only was the sawab transferred to her, but she was transferred from Jahannam to Jannah, from azab into the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And permanently now, she was temporarily in that azab, now she's gone permanently in the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. If we read 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, every year we can have one quota of 70,000. And if we read it 200 times a year, every 2 years we'll have a quota. And if we read it 200 times a day, every year we can have one quota of 70,000. And then we can pass it to our father, mother, our other people who we have feelings for, who have got rights upon us. So these are great, great amals. So anyway, salatul tasbih and nafil namazas. And to as many people as we pass the sawab will go to all those people undivided. Everyone will get a full namaz. For example, at zuhr time, our nafil namaz, we make niyat of our mother, for example. Then the sawab, or we make niyat for our whole family. All our families, right till the top. Right till the top, whoever it was. All our brothers, sisters, our children, our progeny, till the day of Qiyamah we make niyat. The sawab will go to all and not divided but full. Everyone will get the sawab. So we should try and do this. In this way we can send sawabs to all our marhumin, which is also a great duty upon us. So we should, and when we send to all, then we will get much more. The example of that is, if we are four or five people sitting and eating together, one person takes a morsel of food, one luqma, he puts it in the one friend's mouth, then he takes another morsel, he puts in the other friend's mouth, in everyone's mouth he puts. They will realize he is giving us all, let us give him. He was giving everyone, they were getting one. Now all going to get him, there are five, six people, so much he is going to get. So when we pass the sawabs to as many people, we will get so much sawab. And this is very similar to as it has come, a person who reads 27 times a day, Allahumma ghfirli wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. One of the great benefits of this is that he's made dua, Allah forgive all the believing men and women, wa lil muslimina wal muslimat. And all the Muslim men and women, then as many Muslim men and women there are, so much sawab he will get. If there are 2 billion Muslims, he will get 2 billion sawabs by reading it 27 times a day. So we should read that and make Isale sawab also for as many people as possible. We will get the sawab as though they all read that namaz and they have passed it to us. So the nafil ibadat is a very important ibadat, and according to this chapter on which we have based it, that we should not delay and procrastinate. We should start immediately and try and make all this nafil namazat a great, great storage for us, for our marhumin, and this nafil we can pass the sawab even to living people. Not only those who have passed away, my mother, father is still living, we should send sawab to them also. And it increases the stages all the time. And even if they were righteous and pious, and they are in the rahmat of Allah, and in the enjoyments of Jannah there, but whatever we send, they will appreciate it even more. Just like if a person is gone for Hajj, for example, he's got enough funds to look after himself. He's got his credit card, and his credit card is loaded enough also. His limits are very high. But you send anything for him, even just a packet of biscuits, he'll appreciate it. This person sent this for me. So like that, even if they are in good condition, and we send the sawab to them, they appreciate it also very much. And they make dua for us also. Those who have passed away, they make dua. The only difference, and the du'as are accepted by Allah also. The only difference is that they don't get sawab for that du'a. Sawab for aman is only in this dunya. As soon as maut comes, then we don't get sawab. And there are many people whose rewards, who their amal, they carry on in their qabr. There are those people, our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, should always make dua, oh Allah, give me a hifz class in the qabr also. So much he loved to teach a Hafiz student that he made dua that in the qabr also. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, when he had passed away, Allah told him that you used to make lot of bayan in the world, now you're making no bayan. He said, where are the people? With that, Allah gave him a gathering of the malaika. And then he made bayan in the malaika. There are many people who made dua that they want to read Quran Sharif in their qabr. And they read, who want to make namaz. And so all that they do, but no sawab for that. Yeah, in this world the sawab is there. In the qabr there is no sawab. But the minute a person gets this enjoyment of tilawat, of namaz, of dua, he prefers that than the hur and een also of Jannah. Then all the food and palaces and the rivers and all the enjoyments of Jannah, he prefers this more than that. So Allah Ta'ala bless us to make our worldly life valuable, not to delay, to start immediately and do as much as we can. Great, great rewards there are for us. And this is the occasion to acquire that. Once our eyes close, then the time is gone. And we will do the ibadat and get the sawab. And the sawabs are very great, and we are going to need them when we die. Never think that I've got lot of sawabs now. So much sawab for this amal, so much sawab for that amal, so I got more than enough sawab. No, every smallest sawab also, we will require it and need it in the akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.